Ain't nothing white good. Everything white is evil and wicked. I ain't never met a good white person, and I never will, because they weren't made good. They were made evil and wicked in imitation of the evil and wicked black man. You don't expect somebody else to come on the planet, the last man to get here, got to learn everything from you. You don't expect them to come along and be good, and you ain't good yourself. I ain't never met nothing black that was good. If they're not doing something bad, they think about it. So now it comes down to a point of being honest with yourself. The truth is that you're just like that dictionary said, evil and wicked. Now all you have to do, since you're up under some evil and wicked people, you just do like Job. That's what he had to do. He had to tell them, well, I spoke a little too hastily. I'm not right. You read your Bible. Job said he was righteous too. And what happened? Satan came, threw some fire on him, took all his wealth away from him, killed his sons and his daughters, killed all his cattle and his sheep, took everything away from him, and then put some souls on him and had the man sitting down in the ashes. And here come his friends trying to talk to him. And they told him, well, don't speak yourself righteous and say that you're righteous. Admit you're wrong. And Job wouldn't do it. Then Satan pulled some more fire on him. You read your Bible. Finally, Job, he said that he spoke a little hastily or something. And then what happened? He got everything that he had back. I mean, he became more wealthy. So now that book is very explicit, telling you, drop your righteousness. Now, I didn't write the book. It's telling you, drop your righteousness, and you get anything you want. Now, a person can be evil and not bother anybody, and ain't nobody going to bother them either, if they're evil or nothing. Nobody's going to run out and attack rattlesnakes like that. I mean, a rattlesnake don't have to be doing anything to anybody. And they still see one, and they get out the way. A skunk don't have to be doing nothing to anybody either. And they see one, and they get out the way. Now, it's amazing where people respect everything in nature but a black man. That's because whatever he got that is natural defense, he's not using it. Now, every black man needs to start finding out what is his natural defense. I'm sure the Creator wouldn't give a skunk a natural defense and wouldn't give a black man one. He wouldn't do nothing like that. Now, you got a natural defense where you can defend yourself against any enemy if you use it. All you have to do is not to harm it. Defend yourself by just saying no. And you put it there. Indians used to have it in America. They'd draw a line and couldn't nobody come across it. And Indians had a lot of power. But when they deserted their natural defenses, then the white man took the whole thing. It's only because they deserted their natural defenses. Now here they weren't worshiping the wrong thing. Here you had an Indian going out in Florida this week. And he did a rain dance. And you know, Florida having a drought there. This Indian did a rain dance and it rained. Now, the Weather Bureau doesn't really want to recognize that, but it rained. Furthermore, some more place he went to and did his rain dance, it rained. So then that looked like folks would get so intellectual and everything and bypass nature, they're getting left out. But I told you when I first came in this class that if you got in tune with nature, you could get what you want. If a man is pure enough in heart, he get out there and a whole country is suffering and ask for help, he'll get it. But if one get out there who's not sincere in prayer, of course he's not going to get anything because he don't mean nothing. He might be doing it for fame or doing it for money. But if a man really sincere loved people and wanted to help them and got out there and asked for anything, he'd get it. Of course, finding somebody who really cares about folks is very difficult because everybody wants some money. Or the ones who don't want some money, they're trying to get to help them when they die. And they got all kind of different names for their own selfish self. But they're going to have to respect the fact that they must start thinking about not independence, but interdependence. Interdependence. I have to spell phonetically. That's a long word. Interdependence.
I don't understand why you don't need me, don't need me. I don't understand why it can't be me, can't be me. I am going crazy, baby, can't you see? I love the way that you speak to me. I feel whole, I can feel the beat. Take control of me. Think about you when I wake up in the morning. How about you, baby, why you stalling? Come over, baby, come over. Come over, baby, come over. I've been waiting all day, behaving, wondering when you're gonna bless my pavement. When you leave, I fucking hate it. It's everlasting, yeah, it's amazing how I never feel my craving. If you give it, I will take it. I don't understand why you don't need me, don't need me. I don't understand why it can't be me, can't be me. I am going crazy, baby, can't you see? I love the way that you speak to me. I feel whole, I can feel the beat. Take control of me. Cry, I've already shed every tear in my eye. You broke me when you said goodbye. I'm a freak, no, I can't deny. Why you did me wrong? Did you bleed me dry? You did nothing, didn't even try. Set me free, but don't say goodbye. Porn star, your buddy, you took it away and you made me nobody. You told me I changed when you ruined our life. Keep wasting the money I work for all night. Sat in the house with the fridge that I filled. Bought all the drugs and forgot all the bills. Options, I got them. Some reason I stayed, I guess I like to suffer for love. Never would've dreamed that I would fall for a guy like you. Never would've dreamed that I would fall for a guy like you. Never would have dreamed that I would fall for a guy like you. Never would have dreamed that I would fall. I don't understand why you don't need me, don't need me. I don't understand why it can't be me, can't be me. I am going crazy, baby, can't you see? I love the way that you speak to me. I feel whole, I can feel the beat. Take control of me.
Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Je vindt het zeker niet gezellig bij zijn tante in de tuin, hè?
Ach, meneer heeft weer eens last van de natte luien.
Natte billetjes bedoel je?
Tja, ik heb allerlei luiers geprobeerd, maar niets helpt.
Oh, pampers wel hoor, kom maar eens mee. Die beschermen billetjes beter tegen nattigheid dan andere luiers.
Oh ja, veel droger. Hoe kan dat?
Ik zal het je laten zien. We maken zo'n luier van jou en een pampers nat. Jouw luier blijft nat, maar pampers blijft voelbaar droger. Want pampers heeft een uniek huidbeschermend laagje. Nou zetten we de baby's erbovenop. En kijk eens.
Oh ja, veel droger.
Zo, Marco. Voortaan voor jou ook lekker pampers, hè?
Ja, dan houden we droger en gezellig.
Pampers beschermt beter tegen nattigheid dan andere luiers.
Een mens loopt heel wat risico's vandaag de dag. Sommige zijn moeilijk te vermijden. Maar financiële risico's, daar kun je wat aan doen. Zorg voor een goed stel schadeverzekering. Maar betaal er niet te veel voor.
Thank you, Jesus. Standing in the office of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you, COVID-19.
Oh,
I execute judgment on you, Satan, you destroyer, you killer, you get out, you break your power, you get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
I call you done. I call you gone. You come down from your place of authority, destroyer. You come down and you crawl on your belly like God commanded you when he put his foot on your head in the Garden of Eden. You will destroy through COVID-19. No more!
No more. No more.
It...
No more.
...is finished.
Finished.
It is over. And the United States of America is healed and well.
Er is een extra milde shampoo voor baby en volwassenen. Natuzan Baby Shampoo. Zonder kleur en geurstoffen, gegarandeerd mild voor hoofd en haar. Daarom kunt u Natuzan Shampoo zelfs dagelijks gebruiken. Als het mild genoeg is voor baby, is het ook mild genoeg voor u. Natuzan Baby Shampoo.
Just released films show the latest model of Britain's Conqueror, designed to take account of the lessons of Korea, where earlier Centurion tanks fought and defeated the Russian-built T-34s. The new Conqueror is reportedly among the world's finest. With Britain's offer of increased support to the proposed European army, it will play a major part in the ground defense of the West. A Cutlass twin-jet interceptor demonstrates the Navy's supersonic air-to-air guided missile, the Sparrow, which rides a radar beam to its selected target. Now in full production and in operational service with fleet units,
the 12-foot rocket reaches a velocity of 50 miles per hour within seconds of launching on its lethal mission.
Ach, ich glaube,
Was willst du dich denn dauernd in meine wichtigen Angelegenheiten ein?
Nein. Da bin ich jetzt sofort.
Alles Maul. Verstanden?
Sämtliche Rundfunkstationen der Welt schweigen. Die Atombomben scheinen alle Städte vernichtet.
Solange der jetzige Zustand weiter besteht und uns hier kein radioaktiver Regen überrascht, haben wir die Aussicht am Leben zu bleiben. Hör endlich auf mit dem Quatsch.
Hier sprüllen nur noch Luis.
No mere nuisance like its namesake. This sparrow is a killer bird of prey. A Scorpion jet fighter of the Air Defense Command takes to the air with an historic mission. It carries the first air-to-air nuclear rocket ever to be fired.
Halt jetzt endlich dein Schandmaul.
Blossoms in the lower stratosphere, signaling a new weapon of unrivaled power for America's air defense. In Rome, a peace demonstration ironically erupts into violence near the U.S. Embassy along the glamorous Via Veneto. Police, alerted to possible trouble, stopped the marchers just short of their goal, and then the march turned into a riot. Peace placards, cafe chairs, and fists flew in all directions. The next phase, a sit-down protest. But Rome police and firemen, too, had a solution. A solution, H2O, applied freely and under high pressure by the Rome Fire Brigade. The strong water jets bowled over demonstrators one after another. They dried out in the pokey. It took police 1 hour to break up the mob. 33 rioters were arrested. Internal drama in the Eternal City.
At the Air Force Missile Testing Center, a dummy guided missile takes to the air. It's a stand-in for the giant Snark, developed for use in testing a new mobile launching platform. Similar in size and shape, the dummy is expendable. No need to risk the costly long-range missile in mere tests. A stand-in does the dirty work. And as these Defense Department films show, when it's time for the actual performance, the real Snark blasts off without a hitch.
America's first production model, Stratofortress, rolls from the assembly line, the culmination of 3 years of tests and redesigning of the first experimental model. It's a proud day for the thousands of employees who helped build the eight-jet global bomber, destined to become the Strategic Air Command's first line atom bomb carriers. How far will it fly? How fast? How big is its bomb load? Top secret. But it is known to have small plane performance and big ship carrying powers. Mighty new wings for the Air Force.
The Army introduces its newest air defense missile, the Hawk. Designed to meet low-flying attackers at short range, the 16-foot rocket fills a gap in America's current defense network. It will supplement the longer-range Nike missiles. Self-guided, the Hawk homes in on its prey with lethal effect, as shown in these Defense Department films.
Scientific teams from the United States, Great Britain, and Canada undertake a joint experiment to determine the best defenses against multi-ton non-atomic blasts. At the Suffield Experimental Station near Medicine Hat, Alberta, the firing range has been studded with dummy soldiers and equipment that have been wired with sensitive instruments. When all is in readiness, the countdown will begin and 1 million pounds of TNT will rock the countryside. Then researchers will discover how buildings and equipment weather the blast and how to improve protective armor for soldiers, whether in split trenches or in the open. Now the countdown approaches zero as observers watch. No danger of fallout from this strictly chemical blast, scientists are able to make close studies of the explosion. However, it will be 3 years before all of the data collected today can be evaluated. Meanwhile, every animal in the Alberta forest has no doubt taken cover for the summer. Tests are being conducted in Canada to record intensity of a blast for use as a gauge in determining what would be a safe shelter. 100 tons of TNT are set for firing,
The effects of the blast on bogus targets set up in a wide open prairie will be recorded by these men making a last-minute check of their instruments. Observers from the United Kingdom and the United States are on hand to witness the test conducted by the Canadian Defense Research Board. The swirling bowl of fire mushrooms upward, paralleling the classic atomic blast. This test is one of many conducted in Canada since 1957. Starting with an 8-pound charge, they were gradually increased to this 100-ton blast of TNT. As a white, donut-shaped corona forms above the pillar of smoke, the test is declared a success.
Du hast gelehrt, zur Veränderung des menschlichen Struktur genügt die Kernspannung der radioaktiven Strahlung. Wenn nun ein menschlicher Organismus die 100%ige Sättigung mit Radioaktivität übersteht, könnte dadurch seine Umwandlung in ein völlig neues Wesen erfolgen, theoretisch gesehen. Ich bin überzeugt, dass wir alle bereits mehr radioaktive Strahlen in uns aufgenommen haben, als wir vermuten.
Na, Kind, das wäre grauenvoll. Wir müssen damit rechnen, dass dieser Regen aus Wolkenschichten kommt, die radioaktiv sind.
Ha. Wie viel ist die Hälfte von nicht?
Please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone.
Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the streets. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as bad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as bad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Die Welt, in der wir leben, immer kleiner und wir sagen nur,
Rocky, guck mal.
Also reiß dich in Zukunft ein bisschen zusammen.
Genau. Schluss mit dem Unsinn. Hören Sie auf.
Also zerbrechen Sie mich bitte nicht, Parker. Halten Sie den Mund.
Einverstanden.
Also zerbrechen Sie mich bitte nicht, Parker. Halten Sie den Mund.
Ich bin ganz Ruhe.
Ich verzichte auf Ihre Scheißerklärung.
Gesünder leben heißt auch gesünder waschen mit Lanosan. Lanosan ist alkalifrei. Der pH-Wert 5,8 bewahrt den natürlichen Säureschutzmantel der gesunden Haut. Ab jetzt gesünder waschen mit Lanosan. Die Seife ohne Salz.
Schularbeiten?
Fertig.
Und jetzt, wie immer,
Klickerzeit.
Klicker, Klicker, Trez. Trez Schokoklicker, unwiderstehlich. Trez, leckere Schokolade mit dem knackigen Kern. Unwiderstehlich gut. Trez, die unwiderstehlichen Schokoklicker.
Wenn Sie für Ihr stilles Örtchen aktive Frische wollen, aktive Frische, die länger hält, gibt es jetzt neu den Fim-WC-Frischestein. Der neue Fim-WC-Frischestein ist noch aktiv und wirksam, wenn andere längst aufgeben müssen. Fim-WC-Frischestein, aktiv bis zuletzt, für viele, viele Spülungen. Viele.
Yeah.
Fim-WC-Frischestein, Frische, die immer für Sie da ist.
You gonna shake his hand?
Yeah.
Carl Carlsbad, New Mexico, the stage is set for the first experiment aimed at turning the wrath and power of the A-bomb to peaceful uses. The nuclear device will be exploded in a cavern a quarter of a mile deep in salt rock, and the test is designed to give scientists some of the answers to the problems of funneling nuclear power into channels beneficial to man. The 1,000-foot-long tunnel leads to a final bend where the explosion will be sent off. The device will be a small one, equal to about 5,000 tons of TNT, a fraction of the smallest bomb in Russia's recent tests. Project Gnome is the first step in Project Plowshare, which scientists hope will lead to the ultimate use of nuclear materials for trapping underground heat to turn turbines that will generate electricity. The cavern where the blast will take place is so shielded that there is no possibility of any pollution of the atmosphere. The $6
billion project
is a major step in peaceful
atomic use. Now, I'm angry.
Peaceful atomic use.
Fighting surges on the front lines in Korea, pivoting on the strategic ridge nicknamed
Your time has come!
Prepare to meet thy doom. Their insidious research, the only possible thing that could have foiled my plan for total world domination.
This piece of terrain has changed hands six times.
Worldwide. Just 5 minutes, that'll be in a live broadcast to every TV station in the entire world. I'm going to brainwash every couch potato on this imperfect planet. Why, the whole human race makes me sick.
Adding over 40,000 to the UN casualty roster.
The whole human race!
Ladies and gentlemen,
don't listen to him! He's trying to brainwash all of you!
Listen, people out there, this man hates human nature! He's bent on total world domination, and he's using subliminal TV mind control!
That's right! That's right! Subliminal TV mind control! Nothing will prevent me from reprogramming the entire human race!
Oh, awful. Total world domination!
It is my privilege to Los Angeles Evening Herald Express for October 23, 1961. And even at this early date, the writer mentions the fact that it seems strange these two they pick out have both been declared subversive by our government and, in fact, he says, developed in Russia, financed in America. So maybe Granville Knight isn't such a nut after all. Dr. J.A. Boucher is my second authority, and he's one of Canada's leading authorities, by the way, in the field of hypnosis. And he says this, I have played these at length and found that they are certainly something to give plenty of thought and consideration to, and I would agree that they are in the hypnosis category. Now, my final authority is one of America's leading authorities in the field of hypnosis, right here in L.A., or right here, I mean, near here. I mean, everything seems to be one vast city when I travel those freeways. In L.A., there is a man by the name of Dr. William J. Bryan, Jr. He is the founder of the American Journal of Hypnosis on Sunset Boulevard. He is the editor of the American Journal of Hypnosis. He has given a 6-page legal-sized transcription of his analyses of some of these records. Now listen to what he says about the one you've just heard tonight, the little puppet. Quote, in the first place, the thing that strikes me immediately is that the tempo is the same as the pulse rate, approximately 82 beats a minute. And Hans Studemeister in the British Medical Journal of Hypnotism commented on a research program of this very thing. And then he goes on and explains what I've just explained to you. When you beat music at the pulse rate of the particular age group you're trying to induce them to receive an either hypnotic suggestion or other kinds of suggestion, they will receive those suggestions with a greater deal of impact than under normal circumstances. Page 2, he says, I would be happy to take 10 children and with a few words play this record for them and show you that you can induce every one of them into a state of hypnosis. And then he says this, and I'm sure this is exactly what's been going on in the nurseries around here. Now, the most important quote that I have in this area is on page 4, and listen very carefully. Dr. Bryan is quoting Dr. Van Salstedt, who gave a speech at the 4th International Psychiatric Congress held in Barcelona, Spain. And here's what he says. One of the tremendous increases in mental illnesses in this country today is by virtue of the fact that there is a tremendous increase in the accidental hypnosis that is going on. This is no accident. This is a planned, psychopolitical, scientific procedure to make our young people mentally sick.
Now, what's the name?
Notice how Dr. What are these records doing? Listen to what he says. They're breeding a tremendous race of people who are going to be mentally ill.
Ik heb daar geen zin in. Misschien is een mega hamburger met frit. Dat heb ik heel lang niet gegeten.
Oh. Nou, dan neem ik wel die schoolfilet met ravigottensaus, groenten en aardappelen naar keuze. Nou, ik hoop dat het een beetje gebakken aardappels zijn. Veel wel lekkerder. Nou, goed, dat is besloten, hè?
Ja, ik neem een mega hamburger met frites.
Oké, neem ik de schoolfilet. En weet jij wat je toe wilt?
Een pudding met verse aardbeien.
Oh, ja, zou kunnen.
Ja?
Nou, ik neem de pudding met perensaus. Lijkt me lekker. Nou,
dat lijkt me ook lekker. Maar ik neem pudding met verse aardbei.
Oké. Nou, zijn we klaar.
Hoofdstuk 10, tekst 10. Bestellied. Liedje van Herman van Veen.
Dat is toch wat?
Functie van conflictgedrag.
En een heel grof brood.
Bij Mulder zou ook een vijfde mogelijkheid een rol kunnen spelen.
Jan.
Dus zelf bij de ander krachtig corrigeren. Hij presenteert zich zo aan de ander dat deze zijn perceptie moet wijzigen. Dit is dan de imago-vormende functie van een conflictsituatie. Ten slotte zou Mulder ook het volgende kunnen bedoelen. Ik ben tot nu toe gewoon te weinig duidelijk geweest. Eigenlijk was ik laf om zo over me heen te laten lopen. Dat zal je niet meer gebeuren, Mulder. Toon dat je wel goed bent, maar niet gek. Niet weer toegeven. Volhouden. In dit geval wil Mulder eigenlijk iets voor zichzelf bewijzen. Hij wil zich moed inspreken en een contract met zichzelf sluiten. Daarvoor heeft hij Jansen nodig als getuige. Daarmee bindt hij zich aan dit contract met zichzelf. Dit noemen wij de zelfversterkingsfunctie van conflictgedrag. In de werkelijkheid lopen de functies min of meer in elkaar over. Het kan zijn dat het Mulder zelf voornamelijk om de ventiel en de signaalfunctie te doen is, terwijl Jansen de ervaring heeft dat de ander hem duidelijk in het bereiken van zijn doel wil hinderen, dus de destructieve functie veronderstelt. Jansen zal dan op de door hem veronderstelde functie reageren en het verzet willen breken of ontlopen, of door een tegenactie ongedaan willen maken. U kunt zich voorstellen wat er gebeurt als de bedoelingen van de een door de ander heel anders worden opgevat. Elke reactie is dan eigenlijk verkeerd, want deze raakt nooit de kern van de boodschap van de ander.
Ik freue mich, dat het experiment gelungen is. Ik fühle mich voll Kraft en Energie. Jetzt können wir endlich die Monster besiegen. Du bist der stärkste Mann der Welt und niemand kann dich zerstören. Du kannst durch die dicksten Wände hören und sehen. Ja, ich höre merkwürdige Geräusche von draußen. So als ob die Station von einem großen Tier angegriffen wäre. Das
Spieß hat gewaltige Fangarme. Spring hinaus. Geh und kämpfe. Rette die Station und unsere Leute. Ja, Professor.
Was ist das?
Schau mal. Der Superman war selbst
die Nein.
Schaut mal, Jungs.
Ray.
Bravo.
Bringt euch in Sicherheit.
Willst du in der Erinnerung deines Volkes als ein Herrscher leben, der sich zu dem letzten großen Kampf nicht entschließen konnte? Du wagst es, dich dem Willen der Geister des Himmels zu widersetzen?
Auf diese Manier während eines spontan opkomende religiöse Neigungen ist eine belangrijke Form von Selbstmanagement. Je hebt gezien dat er in conflict-situaties daardoor passen soms onze bedoelingen en ons handelen niet meer bij elkaar. De gevoelens gaan met ons waarnemen, denken en doen op de loop. Wij zijn onszelf niet meer omdat er grote discrepanties optreden en daardoor worden ook wij scherper, agressiever en intoleranter. Omdat wij onszelf niet meer goed beheersen, willen wij de ander overheersen en hem onze wil opleggen. Omdat wij onszelf niet meer kunnen managen, willen wij de ander managen. En omdat het zo moeilijk is onszelf te veranderen, willen wij dat de ander eerst verandert. Maar daarmee ontlopen wij onszelf.
Waarschijnlijk op de kloon speelt men zichzelf.
Kom raus! Was zum Teufel machst du hier drin? Ich wollte mir ein Sandwich schmieren. Erzählen, was du in meiner Wohnung zu suchen hast. Wenn die Götter nicht auf der Seite meiner Krieger sind, dann will ich von ihrem Gesetz nichts wissen. Für mich gibt es nur zwei Götter, mein Schwert und die Erde. Du wagst es, dich den Göttern zu widersetzen? Nicht nur die Götter, sondern auch die Weisheit hat zu mir gesprochen.
Er hat erreicht, was noch keinem Volk auf der ganzen Welt gelungen ist. Ich trinke auf das Wohl des Siegers.
Sie so, es knallt. 12:01, alles klar?
Also, warum nicht gleich so?
Mooi, nou is het genoeg.
Hé, hey, wat is er met jullie aan de hand?
Hij vraagt me net waarom ik niks aan mijn adem doe.
Tja, als het gaat om mondverzorging, moet je Colgate-tandpasta gebruiken. Dan krijg je echt een frisse adem van. En dat geeft je zelfvertrouwen.
Regelmatig poetsen met Colgate met Gardol voor een frisse adem. En dat geeft je zelfvertrouwen. Ja, Colgate geeft je zelfvertrouwen door een frisse adem.
War Games under heavy weather conditions. Helicopters add to the mobility of troop units in what is one of the most highly trained and thoroughly mechanized forces ever assembled. Throughout the Cold War, the ground forces of NATO have been alert against the military threat of the communist bloc. Now, Honest John missiles add to NATO's striking power. Thousand tanks and armored vehicles take part in the maneuvers.
They abhor him that speaks uprightly in their courts. For as much, therefore, as your treading is upon the poor, and ye take from him his due and the necessities of life, I will punish you, saith the Lord. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. You afflict the just. You take a bribe. and you turn aside the poor in your courts from their right. Amos 5:10-12. That powerful passage of Scripture accurately describes this evil town and state and nation today. Listen, in transgressing and departing away from our God, speaking oppression, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. Truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself
that an enemy. Your attention, please. Military authorities have advised us that an enemy attack by air is imminent. This is a red alert. You are advised to go to your nearest shelter area immediately. Find shelter. There is not time to leave the city. Your state civil defense director has just issued the following instructions. Please remain calm. Every precaution will be taken for your protection. Keep your radio tuned to this place on the dial throughout the alert period for information. Telephone service to your home may be cut off to permit military and civil defense authorities to carry out vital operations. Do not attempt to join your family or your children if they are now separated. They will be cared for where they are. Obey your civil defense warden and find shelter now. Take shelter in your basement or in your nearest shelter area. If you can plug in your radio in the basement, take it with you. Use a portable radio set if you have one. Otherwise, turn up the volume of your radio so that you can hear it in the basement. Keep calm. Don't lose your head. If you are at work, obey your civil defense authorities. Go quickly and calmly to your designated shelter. If your children are at school, they are being directed to shelter by their teachers. If you are in an automobile, pull over to the curb and then go immediately to the nearest shelter area. Do not leave your car where it will block traffic. This station will continue to stay on the air throughout the alert period to bring you authentic information and official instructions. Stay tuned for official information. Refuse to listen to unauthorized rumors or broadcasts. This is your official civil defense broadcast.
Nog even een mededeling. Door vernieuwingswerkzaamheden aan zendantennes van de televisiezender Nederland 1 in Lopik kunnen vooral in de randgebieden van het zenderbereik tijdelijk verminderde ontvangstkwaliteiten ontstaan.
Oh,
dan is de tijd rijp.
Glorie der mensheid.
Van grootheid, roem en kracht. Van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met
glorie der mensheid.
Die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaders was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draait. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk in elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de mogen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 0583.
Frest niet en rest.
Hello, my name is Halfton, and I am the host here on Night Shift on the Lake Radio. Night Shift is a series of programs that investigates rest and relaxation in the nightly hours by curating some of the more obscure or more new thinking aspects of sound and music in ambient music. In this episode, we are listening to some Greek dark chamber ambient music. We're gonna explore together the dark ambient music from Greece, and especially from Athens. We're gonna travel through the pretty explosive and loud and fascinating world of Greek dark ambient, and start by some of the more accessible or easy listening and go to some of the more experimental at the end. The interesting aspect of dark ambience from Greece is that they mix so many genres, from neo folk and folk music, metal, noise, industrial, dungeon synth, synth pop, and so on. And really has some strong 80s roots. And also has a lot of visual inspiration from Greek mythology and occultism. Super spooky atmosphere, all of it. But extremely nice to listen to. So, I hope you enjoy it.